Well, what's up, what's up, what's up? I know it's been quite a long time. I haven't talked to you since, I don't know, about February 13th or 14th. But I'm back now. And as a matter of fact, last time I talked, I don't really know the exact day that I've spoken on here or done a podcast. But that last time I talked, I was like, right after that particular episode, I was so under the weather. Like, I was sick. I wasn't feeling well. I was supposed to go, I was supposed to go to a comedy show with George Wallace and Gary Owen and everybody. And I just couldn't do it. I tapped out. I was coughing like crazy. Yeah, that happened to me on the 15th. So last time I talked about how I felt about the whole D-Wade situation. And since then, so many things have happened since we spoke. We had the death of this rapper guy by the name of Pop Smoke who died. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke. I checked out some of his music. I'm sorry. I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. Rest in peace. I hate to see that brother gone, but I wasn't feeling his music. I mean, to me, the music was trash. I'm sorry. And I hope I don't get death threats or anything by saying this, but I just wasn't into it. And at 42 years old, I can honestly say now, I fucking hate rap music, man. I don't like none of this shit. It's trash. It's trash. Can just a rapper make a fucking complete sentence? My goodness. I don't want to hear you breathing and you're not saying a fucking thing. How is the shit they talking about even motivational or inspirational? It's falling. A lot of that shit is like literally falling on deaf ears. And I don't even think they're capturing the essence of who people are. I think a lot of people are going through things. A lot of people are struggling. You know, a lot of people trying to live dreams and nobody's like putting that message across. Like I get it. Usual Suspects, shout out Drake, J. Cole. But I'm talking about these new guys who unfortunately we don't even hear about until they die, which is almost scary to me because it seems like the record companies now, the biggest push on these artists is death. So how much longer before the record company say, hey, you know, these guys go crazy and death. The stream surge. They like literally blow up. So how much longer before these record companies are killing rappers, signing them and killing them and collecting the royalties? It's sad. It's sad. And then this boy was in L.A., I guess people in the house, somebody went in the house and shot him and killed him, but nobody wants to talk. Which tells me about black lives don't really matter. Especially in rap music and hip hop. It doesn't matter. Black lives don't matter because you will watch a nigga get gunned down. And you're not going to say anything because you don't want to be a snitch or you fear some type of retaliation or something's going to happen to you or you'll be ostracized if you tell on a fucking murderer when you saw a man get murdered in cold blood. You know, by no fault of his own, just because some jealous people murdered him. But you don't want other rogues to not talk to you or not speak to you, which is a huge form of cowardice to me, you know. And that street shit to me is just, I don't believe it's real, man. I don't believe it's real. I think when you got a certain amount of money, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If I'm living in Beverly Hills, I'm in LA, I'm not really playing with you like that, you know? And I had this whole thing and they were talking about when this guy got killed, this rapper named Blueface, the music just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm just probably old, you know. But another rapper, Blueface, was saying that, you know, he should have checked in when he got to LA. It's very important to check in. And I find it mighty, you know, it's mighty ironic that black people are the only group of entertainers that need to check in when they come to Los Angeles. You have to go to Los Angeles to check in with some nigga. Not only are you going to have to pay taxes on the money that you made, but you got to go pay an extortion fee to some nigga so that somehow you won't be killed. Now, you're playing in this game because you want to seem cool to the streets. But they don't play this shit with any other artist. They don't do it to Ariana Grande. They don't do this shit to Bruno Mars. They don't do they only do it to niggas. And niggas go for it. Niggas bite the fucking, like, niggas literally play by that shit. You're not gonna fucking fuck with Ariana Grande, nigga. Them niggas not gonna cross that fucking line. When them fucking Navy SEALs and the fucking U.S. military or whoever show up in her security thing, they not fucking with that. Oh, no, that bitch got the feds with her. But you won't give your own people the same fucking respect. And motherfuckers ask why I call the police on niggas and will sue. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. That street shit is for the fucking birds, man. You know, and I've said it 100 times. All that gang shit and all that street shit is only there to oppress our own people in our fucking communities. That's it. Ain't that nigga stopped a bulldozer from tearing down the old ass trap house and putting the Starbucks up. Ain't that nigga stopped rent increases. And if I'm on the block, if I'm on the block with 30 gangsta ass niggas and that white man run by with that dog, ain't near one of them niggas gonna say a motherfucking word to him. But at any given time, they'll put their hands on my black ass or any other brother running through the neighborhood. It's all bullshit, man. It's all bullshit. And then I think we play now with this gang shit like it's some type of, you know, they're trying to monetize gang. You know what I mean? Like Crips, Bloods. They're trying to monetize it. Only our community. I don't see Italians making Gambino shirts and shit. Like, I don't see that. We wear this shit as a badge of honor, and it's just so fucking ignorant, man. And, you know, by the grace of God, I'm far removed from the south side of Chicago, but man, come on. I was talking to a buddy of mine. I was hearing in the streets that, like, Deion Cole was getting threats from gangsters back home over wearing them fucking bell bottoms. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. It's way more shit to worry about than Deion Cole and some fucking bell bottom pants. They on this nigga. Meanwhile, they're being gentrified out of their communities. Man showing up to the door with the guns. Get the fuck out. You can't afford to live here no more. You gotta go. That's what's happening. So how much longer do we continuously play this game? I was on my neighborhood app arguing with people. I'm on this neighborhood app and I have an alias on it. So I'm in my community arguing with people about the fucking movie theater. I live in an all-black area. And they were saying that kids have been fighting at this particular movie theater. There have been fights and this, that, whatever. And so my whole solution to this was, don't fucking go to the movie theater. Don't go to the movie theater. Take your dollars elsewhere. If you're not being protected, if your dollars aren't being appreciated, don't go. That's it. That's the only way. Holding hand, like I'm telling people this shit on this app, and people are arguing with me, saying, "Oh, that's not the answer. These parents need to do better," and all this shit. We don't have control over what parents are gonna do with their fucking children. I don't have any fucking control over parents and their children. Only thing you can control is your dollars. And where you are spending them and where you're not. I don't go to that fucking movie theater. Last time I went was when I went up there when Nat Turner came, the Nat Turner film came out, and niggas broke in my car. And I said, I'd never come here again. I would never step foot in that goddamn movie theater ever in life again. That's how you solve it. Well, what if the movie theater closed down? Now we ain't got a movie theater. Great! Because if the business goes out, you know, what tends to happen since we live in a capitalistic society is the person that opened it originally is at a loss. And then some other business will come in and buy the shit for pennies on the dollar. And then they can also look at the data of what went wrong and they can make it better. And they can serve people better. So that's the solution. But people are literally arguing, talking about, and I told the guy, I said, well, are you going to stand out there with a belt to give kids whoopings? What are you going to do? Don't fucking go. You don't go, it shuts down. Kids aren't there anymore. You have other options, man. Way more options. It's sad that in our own communities we have to go through that, but that's just, you know, it just boils down to this nigga mentality, man. It's a nigga mentality. It's sad, but it's real. You know, as a black person, we deal with so much shit. You got racism or other races, and then you got reverse racism in your own race. And being oppressed in your community with some gangster shit, to me, is definitely a sign or form of reverse racism. So that is my stance. That's how I feel. Still, nose is still running. I don't think I got the fucking coronavirus. You can't cough around niggas now because they'd say you got a coronavirus. So, but that's how I feel, yo. Let's see what else is going on in the news today. I can't wait to, you know, we can upgrade this podcast where I'm doing the YouTubes and I got me a staff to keep cutting this shit up because I'm doing this totally on my own. And shout out to all of you to tune in here every day. And, you know, like I said, we had 100,000 views. I want to talk about, like, I know everybody was getting on D-Wade about his daughter Zaya. But what people are sleeping on is this actress, Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron is an actress, and she has adopted two little African boys. She's adopted two little African boys who she is raising as girls. The kids are 3 and 7 years old, and she's raising them as girls. It's unreal to me. How do you how do you do that? How do you do that? You could ask a three-year-old, if you say, hey, are you a dog? The three-year-old will say yes. Are you a cat? Yes. Are you an owl? Yes. What are you? Are you Spider-Man? Yes. Are you a girl? Yes. How the fuck can a three-year-old make a decision on their sex? How? If this is real, then when my son says he's a fucking dog, I should be able to literally put him in a leash inside of a kennel. And when the police come knocking on my door, child services say, yo, he's a dog. He's not human. He told me he was a dog. Why are you doing this to me? I love him, but this is what he is. This is what he says he is. I do not understand. I don't understand this shit. I don't get it, man. And it's so sad. It's like, what are we doing now? What are we doing? What are we doing? Look, I'm not knocking anybody, but it gotta be some laws in place to where a child shouldn't be able to decide their sex. So I'm not knocking anybody that's trans or gay or no shit like that if you want to change your sex. But you should not be allowed to make that decision until you're 18 years of age. Until probably, honestly, I don't think you should make it until you are 21 and you can buy alcohol. Like, you know what I'm saying? It seems like that's more of a serious decision, deciding your sex, than grabbing a beer. But nobody's talking about her. And I find it crazy. Also, I saw Oprah fall on stage. She took a tumble. Everybody's laughing. Everybody was laughing at Oprah. Hey, Michael Jackson knocked it out. Kobe pushed her. I'm like, man, y'all got it fucked up. So, well, I guess this is going to wrap up today's episode. I'm going to put up one tomorrow. And also, I got my deal. I will be on this show on Hulu coming out this fall. Oh, yeah, and also, too, April. Let me see something. I got to announce my dates for my show so I can sell me, like, at least 5 tickets. I will be at Chuckles in Memphis. Yeah, okay. April 9th through the 12th, I'll be at Chuckles in Memphis. 6 shows Thursday through Sunday. If you are in the Memphis, Tennessee area and you know anybody in Memphis, please come out to those shows. So that'll be April 9th through the 12th, Easter weekend. Come out, and I hope to see you there. I'm going to wrap up today's episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Thank you, and I'm going to get back on here tomorrow also to report my show. So thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.